So, fine. So we have here, let's read some facts here, right? So we have here, Chamei Ha'or is a machlokas between Chizkiah and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan, right? Whether or not you can use Chamei Ha'or for Netilas Lahem. Okay? That's a machlokas. Could you use Chamei Ha'or? So, Chizkiah says no, Rav Yochanan says yes. So he said that the machlokas, let's say according to Rashi, okay? According to Rashi is, because Rashi says, Chizkiah's Tana Upalik. So he said, Rashi holds that, he holds that water has to be, he holds his new idea of Mayim Shel Natila. And Mayim Shel Natila are water which a person would use for Natila's Daim. What is the water a person would use for Natila's Daim? Cold water, that's in general. What does a person normally use for Natila's Daim? Cold water. Warm water, he doesn't use warm water. You don't heat up water in order to do Natila's Daim. Natila's Daim, you take the water that's there, which is naturally cold, and you do Natila's Daim. So he holds that, that the Chachamim or Tofes, the category of the, it's a new category of Mayim Shel Natila. Okay, that's what he held. As opposed to Rav Yochanan, well, no, that Mayim is the universal substance of Mayim is what they chose for Natilas Lahem. The universal substance of Mayim doesn't matter if it's hot or cold. Okay, right. That was the first thing. Now, then there's machlokas between Rav Yochanan, another machlokas Chizkiah and Rav Yochanan about Chamei Tveria. Chamei Tveria is almost the same case, but the water is naturally hot. Okay, it's naturally hot. It's not that you heated it up, but it's naturally hot from the springs of Tiberias. It comes hot, it's still hot. Okay? So the thing is, when it comes to that, everyone agrees, even Rav Yochanan, that that's possible for Natilas Lahem. Okay? That's possible for Natilas Lahem. Okay, why? So Rashi explained. Rashi explained. He says, that's worse. Then it's Rashi here. The Kulei Alma Aser. That's the main Rashi. The Kulei Alma Aser. Okay, it's like halfway down the page. It says the Chi Tikkun Rabbanan Netila, La B'Chamin Tikkun. Because Nacham said Netila, they didn't set up with Chamin. Vehani, the question is, I would Rechamei Ar, Rechon Haldiki Chamei Ar. He says no, Vehani Gri Mechamei Ar. These are even less, worse than Chamei Ar. Shaloi Shalom Shasa Kosher. Because these never had a Shasa Kosher. They were never really called. At least Chamei Ar, you could say they used to be called. It used to be kosher, and now you made them hot. So that Rav Yochanan is going to say that you could use. But Chamei Tveria, which was always hot, so that, forget about it. Even Rav Yochanan is going to agree that you can't use it. So the question is, who cares what they used to be? If you tell me Rav Yochanan says that you just go by Mayim, and Mayim doesn't matter about the temperature, Mayim is Mayim, so then who cares? And that's why you kashas Chamei Ar, it's boiling hot, it doesn't matter, it's Mayim. So then Chamei Tveria is also Mayim. Well, because it was always hot, who cares what it always was? But we're not worried about always, we're not worried about what it was yesterday, we're worried about what it is now. And now the water is not. So how does Chamei Ar, you say, because yesterday it was cold, therefore you can use it now that it's hot. Yeah, but if you tell me hot water is kasher, then hot water is kasher. And if hot water is possible, then hot water is possible. Like how does the history of the water play into this picture? Right? And it does, because Chizkiah says hot water is also always possible. But Rabbi Yochanan say, no, hot water is fine. But when? If it used to be cold. So who cares used to be? How does used to be play a role here? Right? But right now, either way, it's still hot. Right? That's a problem. It sounds like Rabbi Yochanan's playing a fast one here. And Rashi, that's how Rashi's interpreting it, at least. Okay? So that has to be explained. Right? That's our first problem here. Let me just give an example. I think you guys are saying good. Okay. Let's take an example, because what's bothering us is the question of it's just history. Who cares about history? But like, let's say, for instance, let's say you're making a team or something, you know, and I say we don't want any sick people on the team. You know, like if a guy is like sick, you know, like no, he's like he's diseased, he's whatever. No, there's certain people, like you can have a guy who's sick, he has something wrong with him. You know what I mean? He has disease, he has a heart murmur, I don't know, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, we don't want to have anyone sick on our team. So let's say you have a guy who comes in one day with a sore throat, you know? Comes in or a cold. So you say, look, we don't want you on the team. Or you say, no. He says, no, I'm not sick. You say, what do you mean? You are sick. He says, no, but I used to be, okay? And I'm not sick. It just happens to be. I'm sick right now. I have a cold, but it's not my definition. I'm not a sick person. I just happen to have a certain accidental characteristic right now. Right? It's a temporary thing or whatever. It's going to go back, you know? So, So, but yeah, but you can say, yeah, but that's just history. But right now, you're a second Nisek, so what's the difference between the two? But apparently, you see, is that certain times an accidental condition could really just be an accidental condition. In other words, really, the guy's a healthy guy. He just has an accident of being sick. Versus a guy who's always sick, right? He has a permanent condition, so then he is a sick person. Right? So you see the very same condition, even though the guy who's really sick may have the same sore throat as the other guy. It's not because it's more severe or whatever, it's just because the permanence of something could take something which is an accidental thing and make it into really being. That's part of what the type of guy he is. He's a sick guy. Versus another guy, he's a normal guy, he's a healthy guy, he just happens to have an accidental thing. Okay? So similarly, I'm just showing you an example. You can pick whatever example you like. But similarly, I say that water, which is, let's say normal water. So water is cold. That's his nature is water. Water is cold water. I mean, water comes cold. That's just the way it is. Now, you happen to be, if a guy puts it on the flame, of course it gets hot, and then it's going to get cold again. So you don't say, this is hot water. It's just water. It's not hot water. It just happens to be. It's water, which has a condition of being cold, of being hot. Right, but tomorrow, and give it 10 minutes, it's going to be cold water again. So you won't say that's its definition. It's mayim. So that's what Riochon holds. Riochon holds that you got to use mayim. It's a universal din of mayim. And this is not, why are you going to tell me it's not mayim? Because now for 10 minutes it's hot? Yeah, but in 10 minutes it's going to be cold. So it's not, it doesn't go from being mayim, not mayim, not mayim, not mayim every 5 minutes. It changes so what its identity is. Okay? But if you have chamei tveria, so chamei tveria is, so to speak, eternally hot. I mean, I'm not saying you can't cool it down, but it comes from the ground and it's hot and it stays in the ground. I mean, that's what it is. It's a pool. It's the water in there. I mean, unless you do something to it and make an acham et tveria, you just bring it to the play town next door to chavet et tveria or whatever it is. But assuming there's in its state, it's permanently hot water. That's just the way it is. The water always stays hot there. So the water that is it's loyal. That's what it means. Loyal shas kosher. It means it's always hot. So that's a new substance. That's not just saying it happens to be it's regular water, but it happens to be hot. No, this is hot water. That's a new object. Now the question is, did they set up Netilas Yadayim with that object? But the answer is no, because they set up the Netilas Yadayim with the objects which people usually use for Netilah. So just like they didn't set up Netilas Yadayim with orange juice, they didn't set up with hot water. They used to set up with water, just hot water. You know what I mean? But it's only when it's permanent that this is actually going to become differentiated as a different object. Okay, normal water, which happens to be hot, isn't a different object. It's the same water, which just happens to be hot. So that's what I'm saying. He agrees. He's not disagreeing that in terms of what people wash with, heat doesn't play a factor. He's just saying is that they grabbed onto the category of mayim, and you can't start saying that the definition is going to change every few minutes. That's what his point of contention is. He says, by you setting up a category of mayim shel natila, you're going to say this object is going to go hot, cold, hot, cold. It's going to keep becoming mayim natila, not mayim natila. He doesn't like that. He says, you have to have a definition. What's it defined? So mayim is a constant definition. But he doesn't, although you can't exclude, if you have a class of mayim which is whose definition is hot, then why should he choose that? They're not going to, just like they're not going to choose oranges, they're not going to choose definitionally hot water. They're just going to choose normal water. Therefore, he's also going to exclude that. Hot seems to be an accidental quality because in the normal sphere of functioning, there's no such thing as something which is eternally hot. It doesn't. So it's by its nature something that you produce and then it goes away, and you produce and it goes away. But chamei tveria is something which isn't intrinsically hot. Like by the sun. You don't say it's accidental that the sun is hot. The sun is hot. That's part of the definition of what a sun is. It's a very hot thing, you know? It's not like it happens to be that hot. So you can imagine the sun and pretend it's not hot. That's not the sun. You know what I mean? So there's when that's part of its definition and is always like that, so that's not just an accident. It's an accident because things which we deal with, they start off cold and then you have to heat them up and then they go back and forth and back and forth. You know what I mean? So that's why temperature isn't going to be an essence. But if that's its identity and it always is like that because it's attached to the core of the earth in some sort of way, so then it's that's part of its definition. Good question is, let's say I took chamei tveria, I put it into a cup, I brought it to a tzvat, and I let it cool down. So then, would it still be defined as chamei tveria? It's hard to say it would be. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you could say, look, what defines as chamei tveria, it's not just its history, it's the location is what defines it as chamei tveria. You know what I mean? It's like the fact that it's there, that it has some tziruf to the mayim. Although the case is where you do natila with it, so you must be taking it out, and then I don't know. It's a good question. I know. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Or you could argue, Shechem said, that really is that we're saying it's a different substance. It's a substance of our water. So now you're taking this water, which is not the substance of Tehillat Yedayim, and you're trying to use it as, make it say, now it looks like water. It's very nice. It looks like water, but it's not. It's Chametz Tveri, which is a different identity. It's true, especially because there's another reason why you could say is because, I don't know if this is, I'm not sure if this is relevant, but Chametz Tveri also is sulfurized. That's what they talked about. It's like, has a smell to it. It's a sky, it has a different type of water. So it's not like it's just like it cools down and then it looks like, you know, there's no traces of what its history. I mean, the water itself is always going to be identified as such, you know what I mean? So even if you would say, like, you know, that look, now you can't differentiate, but you could differentiate, you know what I mean? So its identity as being Chametz Tveri is always manifest, even though it may lose its heat. It's still... It's a good question. I don't know. I could see going either way on that question. It's compelling what you're saying, the second way. But I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. So the counter-argument is that, like, let's say in our example, the sick guy. So in other words, if the guy who is diseased, and they cured his disease somehow, then you wouldn't say he's still a sick guy who happens to just be healthy now. Then his identity changed. So you could argue similarly that it's true. Say when it's in the springs, it's defined as hot water. It's a new object. But if you remove it from its source of heat and now it's going to be permanently cold, then you could say it will take on the identity of normal water. It's not different because of its chemical nature. It's different because of its makom and it's a permanent state in, as long as it stays in that location. But if you're going to bring it out, then it could be it just goes back to being normal water. Yeah, it's a good question. Now I'm leaning that way. Okay, so the next problem we have here is as follows. That one is tefillah, right. No, it's when it comes to Chametz Tveri, so they're possible for netilah, right? But they're kosher for tevilah.
According to
everybody.
Everyone.
Everybody agrees you could be tovel in these waters. Okay, everyone agrees you could be tovel in these waters. Okay? So, I mean, basically, like Rashi says, he says why? He says, deha mikvah nenu. Right, it's a mikvah. Oh, he says that on the other one. He says over here, the shame tefillah alayhem, kechol mayan also mikvahos. Because that's a shame tefillah, like any mikvah, any mayan, any spring, any pool of water. It's a mikvah. So he says it doesn't matter. So the question is, what's the difference? I mean, if you're telling me, I mean, why should there be a difference here between a tefillah and tefillah such that... I mean, hot water is good for a tire. It's good for a tire. Why should you differentiate between the netilah and the tefillah? Similarly, you have the other case, which the Gemara brings in, is by mayim shenifsal mishtias behema. Okay, I mean, we'll get to this a little bit, but a little more later. But if you have water, which becomes that's another psul in mayim from Tehillat Yedayim, is that if it becomes possible from mishtias behema, becomes gross to the point that an animal would no longer drink from it. Okay, so that water is possible from Tehillat Yedayim. Yet, it's still kosher for tevilah. Okay, it's still kosher for tevilah. That's not a psul in Tehillat Yedayim. So again, the question is, what's the difference? Like, let's say an ocean is salt water, an animal would drink from it, or the Yam HaMelech or something like that. You know, so you say there's no halacha that you can't do tefilah because the person has an animal wouldn't drink from it, but there is halacha you can't do tefilah. So again, you see another difference between those two. So just on a basic level, can we get why should they be different? I mean, there's nothing intrinsically saying they have to be the same. It's not like a major knockout problem, you know what I mean? Because they're two different things, one's tefillah and tefillah. But I mean, it would be nice if we could just explain a little bit why, you know, could we take something from it? Okay, so here's another thing, just simple answer here. Is that a mikvah, like, let's say a mikvah, because we're saying is that when they set up Netilas Yedayim, they said, what are we going to set Netilas Yedayim up for? So we're going to set up only that which a person would actually wash his hands with. So you say, why don't you say the same thing by tefillah? But let me ask you a question. By tefillah, let's say, for instance, let's say my kli gets tamei. Okay, how am I tovel my kli? How do I kasher matire my kli? What do I do?
Tefillah.
I put in a mikvah. Right, a mikvah or a mayan. So tefillah has nothing to do with like, man, or what man would use to wash his hands, or, you know what I mean? It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with hands, nothing to do with even a person. Tefillah is a phenomenon out there, that there's naturally existing bodies of water which you're allowed to be to be tovel things in. That a mikvah or a ma'ayan, a pool of water or a spring, is a matahir. Of mayim, of course, of mayim. Now you can't start introducing. What would man naturally wash his hands with? Is there anything which says, like my dishwasher, I wash my kelim all the time with very hot water. So you say, that's not good. That's how you wash kelim. So tefillah There's such, tefillah has nothing to do per se with what a person would do. Tefillah or a mikvah or a ma'ayin is a chefza, which is defined intrinsically as a body of water. Not that someone would do X, Y, Z with it. It's a halachic entity which is defined by certain properties. You know, it's a natural body of water, let's say. So is the natural body of water in Tveria any different than the natural body of water in anywhere else? So you'll say, what's the difference between them? Why? Because it's hot and therefore what? Therefore a person wouldn't do stuff with it, dip his hands in it? So, what does that have to do with it? Nothing to do with, it's not, the definition of mikvah has nothing to do with a particular function of man putting his hands in. But Netilas Yadayim was a new activity which was designed specifically for this thing which they created called Tumas Yadayim, which is for your hands, for pouring water on your hands. Now what are they going to set up? What objects are they going to use there? So they're not going to say they can use whatever's good for a mikvah or for tefillah. They're going to say you have to use the object which man washes his hands with. So therefore they're going to say hot water is not going to be included. Okay? Straight. And I say similarly by the smelly water. Okay, the water which an animal would drink from. That's water. I mean, we get into it a little bit more, but that's water. It's disgusting. A person wouldn't wash his hands with that water. Okay, in general, a person not going to wash his hands with disgusting water. Okay, question why that's the shear of Nishtias, whatever it is. But it's disgusting water. People don't wash their hands with gross water. So they're saying, so therefore, when they set them to this time, they didn't use disgusting water. That's not part of the definition of what they could use. But mikvah has nothing to do with that. Again, Mikvah is defined as a natural body of water. It has nothing to do with what someone's going to do, X, Y, it's an entity in the Torah which is defined as water, or a body of water. So it's not going to make a difference. These distinctions don't add up. There's no place for them in the framework of tefillah. Only in the framework of netilah. So the difference is not in the action. It's not because netilah versus tefillah. It's because tefillah means there's a chatz of a mikvah which is defined and then you have to enter it. And netilah is a maisa of pouring water on your hands. Okay? So the next problem, so that's what the Gemara says. So the problem is that you have this machlokas between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, even by Chamei Tveria. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the machlokas? Because it seems to be, right, what does it say? The Gemara says that when it comes to Chizkiah, he can't do it to his name, but you can do Tefillah. And Rabbi Yochanan says even that you could do Tefillah of Kol Gufo, but not Panavir Adaraglav. So the Gemara says that doesn't make any sense, because if you do Kol Gufo, you definitely can do Panavir Adaraglav. Okay, because it's more Chamar. So Rav Papa explained the machlok. He said, "Bimkom and the kulam alo pligi dishari." Everyone agrees that you could do tevila in their makom, namely in the mikvah. Mishkal me'mana del kulam alo pligi dasher. You definitely cannot do a netilo with this stuff, right? Ki pligi de paskinu bebas birta. So it's talking about where you divert the water, the chamet veria water, to a ditch which is less than 40 sa' but is connected to the mikvah. So it's less than 40 sa', in general less than 40 sa' is not a mikvah. But since it's connected to the mikvah, so therefore it is a part of the mikvah. So now the question is, could you do tevilah sidayim, let's say, in this thing? So Mar Savar gets reading about Spirit Tumana. One guy says you have to be gozer, since you're not allowed to, if you're going to allow the guy to do, because it doesn't look like 40 sa', that's the point, it doesn't look like it. So if you're going to allow the guy to dip his hands in it, so he'll think, yeah, I could do a netilah with it. Right? It's not a mikvah, so he's going to think it must be. Somehow he's going to make a conclusion. He could do a netilah. But Marcel, what logos are you doing? He says, no, there's no such gazero. De Rashi. So Rashi says, De Kule Alma, let's just go. De Paskino Basbirta. Charut Katzer. Ve'amayim Ponim Sham. So it's a narrow ditch, and the water is turned there. Ve'ain Sham Shir Mikvah. Avam Mechubarim the Mikvah. De Gazer Ba'alma, who Atumana? It's a gazero Atumana. Okay? So, what is the clay? Not as clay, 2009. So, I mean, first of all, the practicalities of it, I don't quite. What? Does everyone would agree in a mikvah, if the mikvah was 40 saw, you could definitely do tefillah sidayim in it. Why don't you say a guy's going to make a mistake? So you'll say, because the guy knows, it's clear to any guy that's a mikvah, and I could do mikvah with the boiling hot water. That's fine. I'm not going to therefore think I could do tefillah sidayim is a separate institution. Everyone knows that. But if it's less than 40 saw and it's attached, so now my question is Maravshach. So is the guy going to realize that this is attached? If he's going to realize it's attached, then he's going to think it's a mikvah. So then he just told me that he doesn't confuse a mikvah until tonight. And if he thinks it's not attached, why is he thinking it's good altogether? I mean, yeah, how's it good? I mean, it's just altogether. It doesn't make any sense. How are you doing tefillah with less than 40 saw? So what's the guy's going to say? Oh, it must be the reason why I can do it is because I can use it for until time. And what does that mean to do with it? I just don't see. You must practically. That's one question. I don't really have an answer to that question. But I mean, you could just take the word for it that there goes there, a guy's going to get confused. I mean, I don't know, some psychologically, a guy's going to think he's, I don't know what it is exactly, but somehow he's going to get confused. But, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, sometimes you just have to take their word for it that there's a chashash like that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's, well, you can think about it. It's definitely worth thinking. It's nice to give an explanation. Yeah, but you could. But yeah, it's going to be good if you have an answer. But I'd say is, what's the machlokas? I mean, it sounds like there's like a svara here. Like, are you gozer or you not gozer? What's that tully in? What's a tully in whether you gozer or not? I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, you could always say, look, one thing I thought that people would make a mistake, that I thought it wouldn't. But, I mean, is that really the argument? Like, what kind of machlokas is that here? What's the machlokas based upon? Whether or not you'd have a gezeira here. Okay, so that's what I want to do. And so after we do that, we have a svara for that, some svaras. We're going to eventually, we're headed to, we still have this tosus here. We have a few tosusim. Two tosusim here. The Paskinu and Mayim, and then we also have a Reniona. So I guess first, I'm not sure what I want to do first. Maybe first we'll just get a svara for the for this machlokas. Then maybe we'll do Tosus to Paskinu. Okay, that's somewhat short. And basically, the point there is, I'll tell you what the fact is there. That in you'll be able to see it, but it's a nausea. The Gemara says that a revius, mena Torah, really, you need 40 sa'as only by an Adam. You only need 40 sa'as by a person doing tefillah. Okay. But by a Kli, if I want to be Tovah Kli, mena Torah, I can use a revius. A revius, of course, has to cover the Kli. So, I mean, a revius is pretty small. If a revius, whatever will fit in it. Shachas, or if I have a big kli, so a revius plus whatever it needs to cover the thing. But there's no shear. The shear of 47 at Torah is only a shear by Adam. But the question is, so, but the Rabbana came along and they bottled, they revatled it. They said you can't use a revius.
Has to be
47? Has to be 47. They revatled the whole mikvah of a revius and everything's 47. So that's what those are going to be based upon. Because simple pshat. The question is this bas birta. Rashi's positing that this bas birta is attached to the mikvah, and therefore it's really 40 sa. But another way to learn is the bas birta isn't attached to the mikvah, and it's really a separate thing. And it would be less than 40 sa. How's it good? They knocked out a mikvah of a revius. Right? Because if the revius was a good mikvah, then it would be fine. It's not 40 sa. It's a different thing. But that's what Tosa says. But they knocked it out. So that's just back. You'll see. So how could you use this thing if it's less than 40 sa? Yeah, for anything. Right. So, is the difference between knocking out for Kalim versus knocking out for Yadayim? I mean, well, you'll see. I mean, I'm just giving you some macro.